Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about the labor force, what it might look like in the future, and what it might mean today for human resources and organizational leaders. Our friends at the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently released a new report called Employment Projections from 2018 to 2028. The BLS puts out this report every 10 years or so to examine how the labor force might change, how it will grow or decline, and the makeup of components of the labor force. And there are a couple of really interesting findings from this report that I think we should think about as we make our plans for the next 5 to 10 years. First off, the BLS thinks employment will grow by about 8.4 million jobs in the next decade to about almost 170 million workers. This expansion reflects an annual growth rate of about 0.5%, which is slower than the prior 10 years' annual growth rate, which was almost 1%. The reasons? Well, an aging population and an aging labor force will contribute to these changes over the coming decade, including, the BLS thinks, a continued decline in the labor force participation rate. But here's the really interesting part. The BLS says older workers, those aged 65 years and older, are increasingly staying in the workforce. The labor force participation rate for these older workers, 65 and up, is expected to increase to 23.3% by 2028. And the labor force participation rate for those in the younger cohort, aged 16 to 24, is expected to continue to decline all the way down to just above 51%. The decline is expected due to increased time spent in school and, interestingly enough, displaced opportunities as older workers continue to fill jobs historically held by younger workers. And the final statistic I'd like to share from this BLS employment projection is that by 2028, the BLS anticipates that 25% of the U.S. labor force will be aged 55 years and older. That's the largest percent by the age cohorts that the BLS uses when they prepare this report. Interestingly enough, in 1998, right, which isn't that long ago, right, 30 years, say, before 2028, and only about 20 years ago now, that cohort, the 55 and older cohort, was only 12.4% of the labor force. So in a period of about 40 years, the percentage of the labor force that the BLS expects will be aged 55 and older is going to double. All the other cohorts either shrank or go up just slightly over that 40-year period. What's this all mean and what should we think about? Increasingly, more and more older workers in our workplaces and workers staying longer in their jobs. That means we need to think about increased accommodation for older workers. Maybe changes in layout of offices or in manufacturing facilities or retail stores. Increased time for breaks, more flexible schedules, more services, increased benefits for older workers. All the things that contribute to whether or not an older worker can be successful in the workplace. We'll need to be thinking about those things more and more if the BLS is right, and more of our workforces will be made up of older workers. Super interesting stuff. I geek out on the labor market data. I'll share a link to this report in the show notes, and I hope you found it as interesting as I did. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.